This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Or how about the mysterious death of Brittany Murphy? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped murder at the hands of the Manson family? The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton? The real-life murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? The three conspiracies surrounding Marilyn Monroe's death? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Hollywoodland is hosted by me, Jake Brennan, creator of the award-winning music and true crime podcast, Disgraceland. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Garrett Chapman is hanging out with us as well. Make sure when you get to work today to take us with you. You can pop on the Odyssey app or iHeart app. Take us with you to make sure this Friday flies by. Put in your earbuds. Pretend you're on a webinar.
Yeah, listen to me everywhere you go. Why wouldn't you?
Well, we do have week one. Sunday, home opener, Falcons, Bucks. Before we get into the audio that came out of Flowery Branch yesterday, because we heard from Darnell Mooney and Bijan Robinson, I want you to hear some of that. What is your game day prep? Because you guys start off the pre-game show at 11 o'clock on Sunday. So what is your schedule like?
Yeah, you go ahead. Yeah,
I was going to say, mine's different depending on if it's home or away. Mm-hmm. Like, completely different schedules. Home game, I wake up and I kind of treat it like I'm coming in here. I wake up at, you know, I just wake up whenever. I don't have an alarm. But I normally wake up around 7 at the latest, like 6 sometimes. Probably this week I'll probably wake up early because I'll be kind of, you know, juiced and to get in here. But I honestly play like Wordle and all those games. I watch highlights from college football. Then, you know, I get ready and then I turn on the, I get in the truck and I turn on the Wade Ford show that we normally have, or, mm-hmm. you know, the kickoff. And I'll listen to that for about, really for all of 575 until I get to 75. And then I have a playlist that I play. And I meet Mike in the parking deck. We walk in together normally. And don't, what are you smirking for? Because I have a game day playlist. why does this man like want to come at me with everything I do?
There is a signature.
I didn't say a word.
But you have a signature face when someone says something that just tickles your fancy.
I'm sorry, man. Just the thought of him playing music on his way to the stadium, getting in the zone, is funny. I don't know why. I couldn't tell you why, but
well,
it's hilarious.
It's not
to me.
Necessarily in the zone. It's just music that I enjoy.
Yeah, I'm all about it. I don't know. I'm just smirking because it just sounds funny.
It's different on the road. On the road, I obviously don't drive. I'm in on the bus, but I go to the gym on the road.
And what Allie doesn't understand is that dates all the way back to him talking about having his Louis Vuitton bag and his aviators and his customized shoes for game day and traveling and all that stuff. So it's the whole thing.
A little bit extra.
It's not just the soundtrack.
Hey, man, I take my job seriously.
You know what I mean? Game day playlist, baby. Let's go. can you give us one of the songs on the playlist? Is it Let the
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Bodies Hit the Floor or something like that.
Some Outcast.
actually, and I haven't, and in all to be really transparent, I've not necessarily finished the playlist I normally add to
it. Oh, no.
But I can go ahead and tell you that it starts with the Ecstasy of Gold, just like, because that's one of my favorite movies, is Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. If you know that song, it's also the song that Metallica opens every concert with.
Okay.
So I have Metallica actually playing it, which they don't do anything. But I would say that Voodoo Child by Hendrix is on there.
Okay. Don't know that one. Not familiar. But
Hollywood Hogan's old entrance.
Okay.
Not the NWO entrance, but when Hollywood Hogan would come out.
Gotcha.
And Garrett can find it, and he can play us out with it, I'm sure.
Yeah. My pregame's not nearly that cool.
Okay.
I'll be real. You know, where you're going to think it's funny for both of us is on these primetime. I think we got five primetime games this year. When the air mattress is coming in with me, and we're blowing up the air mattress, and I'm just basically taking a nap between post game and the show.
Will you have an alarm set, or when I come in, do you guys need me to wake you up?
The alarm will be set, yes, but when the door, how loud the door is on the entry to the bullpen over there, that will wake me up 100%.
I wonder if you are if you unplug Bose headphones, if it just pops out and it's just like Taylor Swift or something. Yeah. Blast it. Like a little shake it up. Off or something, and he's like sitting there like,
rolls up
and it's like
bins.
He's like acting like he's listening to like Master of Puppets.
I'm gonna tell you something. I wish I liked Taylor Swift's music, because it would definitely make when Amy plays it a lot easier for me.
Well, make sure you listen to Taylor's version, okay?
Yeah, exactly. You gotta do that. All right. Well, we did hear from Darnell Mooney yesterday. This has kind of been a question mark throughout all of training camp. And we weren't really sure if he was going to be able to play for week one. So this is what he had to say.
I don't think anybody is restricting me on anything. I'm out here. I'm practicing. I see you guys. And I get to see the guys, And so, like I said, I'm glad to be back out on the field. Glad to be around, I've been like a ghost for the last month or so glad to be back.
I got questions, because he was listed as limited.
Right.
So he's not limited. He's not limited. What are we talking about? You know what I mean?
Maybe he's limiting himself. He said no one is limiting me or restricting me. Maybe he didn't include himself in the no one.
Yeah, I'm not going to. I doubt it, but I think that we all just share the same notion that I hope he plays. But this whole thing with Raheem, we listened to it yesterday, him saying basically day-to-day and game-time decision and everything that's coming out, I don't know what to think. So he definitely changes the way we do things.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. He's that speed threat. And he's also a yak guy. That's one of the best things that I feel like they could probably do a better job of is getting him the ball in space and letting him create. Because we saw when he was in Chicago, he did a really good job of it. I don't remember seeing that much of it last year, but last year is a little of a blur and in a lot of ways is because also a year removed. But I personally don't think he's playing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just my thought. No one's told me that. It's not like I've been, hey, here's the deal. No, I just don't think it. Do I think he could? Yes, because they're leaving it open. But it just feels like he's not, and that's just the feeling I have. But you know what? Today, though, if they're calling it a game time decision, so to me, it feels like something they're not going to announce until Sunday at 11:30.
Sure,
when the inactives come in. But I'll be interested in see how he's listed on the practice report today.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, and I think the way that Casey Washington practiced during training camp probably makes the decision a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. You can't replace Darnell Mooney, but Casey Washington was so good, and everybody, he was the darling of camp. Casey Washington was that guy, him and James Pierce. And I think it just makes it a little bit easier, like 10% easier for Raheem to be like, man, let's give it another week. I wouldn't be shocked to see him not play and be inactive on Sunday.
Well, another guy we heard from yesterday was Bijan. It sounds like he's ready to lay the foundation for this season.
I mean, this is the game that sets the tone, I think, for us as a team for the whole season. And, with us, we understand that this is a division game, but, we're taking this game like it's a championship game, and that it's the most important thing that's in front of us. And for us, we got a tough matchup coming up, so, handling that the right way and, being the more aggressive, more physical team and just owning everything all four quarters, everything else will take care of itself.
Come on. Inject that in my veins, baby. I'm ready to go. I'm like, yeah, it's a championship game. You dang right it is, Bijan. You dang right it is, man. Let's get this thing rocking in week one. I'm stoked about what he just said.
I'm ready for him to have that breakout performance against Tampa Bay. That, you know, he had like 124 yards in two games against him last year on the ground. I'm kind of ready for him to just bust out, right? And just kind of explode onto the scene against them at home and kind of talking about, you know, laying the foundation as it were his words. And that to me is laying the foundation for not only a 2,000 all-purpose yard season from him, but kind of set the tone in this division that, you know, there's a new king at the table.
Yeah, you know what's interesting, and one of the topics I think we're going to probably cover throughout the season is, you know, we focus before training camp. There was a lot of talk about Bijan wanting to create more explosive runs.
Mm-hmm.
I think is it 35 that's his longest one of his career, and he was saying we got to get that. Garrett says yes. He was saying we got to get that up. We need to get that number to be, you know, 50, 60, something like that. I'm going to be focused on that a lot throughout the season because I think that Bijan is obviously capable of that, but I know that he's pretty much explained it as one of his goals, and as has the coaching staff, to create more explosive plays. And, you know, look, that along with a number of other things I'll be watching for on Sunday, I think that we'll be watching for, you know, third down percentage, which is obviously on both sides of the football has been such an Achilles heel for this Falcons team in the past, you know, specifically the last couple of years on defense. So I'll be watching for that and also wondering if Michael Penix can hit some of these medium throws. He can throw down the field so well, but can he hit the crossers and things like that the early parts of the game? But I think Bijan is kind of part of that conversation as well.
Yeah, and last year in the two games against them, they were under 50% for the two games combined on third downs against Tampa Bay, but it was right around that like 46-47%. So which was pretty really it's pretty good.
I was going to say they won both those games because of that.
Yeah, well, and I think Tampa actually outplayed them here in Atlanta that game, that first game, and you made a couple of plays that really kind of defined the game, but you've got to come. The crappy thing about opening with Tampa is it feels like you've got to come in clicking on all cylinders.
Your point about them outplaying the Falcons here, do you know how close we were? Because obviously there's a lot of conversation around the Commanders game and Raheem's clock management. Do you know how close we were? If that referee picks the ball up.
Ball game.
Just to spot it. What happens at the end of that game, if you go back and watch it, for anybody that didn't notice this, it's what, 12 seconds on the clock. They throw across the middle. They run up. They spike it, and they kick the field goal to send it to overtime. The referee, to spot the ball, just touches it. That's all he does. He just touches it. If he picks it up and then puts it back down to spot it, game's over, and Raheem Morris is already in the crosshairs of this fan base.
Yeah.
And it's just crazy to think just that referee touching the ball, Kirk spiking it, it goes to overtime. It's nuts. Nuts to think about how much that could have changed in that conversation.
Well, coming up, we've got some college games to get ready for. We'll preview those, and we've got my Allie Mack drop. A little bit of bonus round of trivia today. We're going to talk about NFL firsts.
Okay.
No Googling. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.